I am Fiona. I started my internship in 2024, so I've been here for just over a year now. I was actually looking online at jobs because I was working at Screwfix, and I realised that it wasn't really something that I wanted to do in terms of sustainability. And I always kind of knew I wanted to go into the charity sector. I ended up looking online and finding it. I do my internship through WorkAid. I think they're a fantastic charity. I think they're brilliant. I did 16 weeks with them. I'd never had a computer-based job, so it was in the office, but also a lot of hours are not in the office, like helping at donations or helping volunteer events. I learned a lot of computer skills like Adobe and how to fix a website and things that I would have never have learned otherwise. I did an internship for 16 weeks, and no, I just think it was fantastic. It was great. So since then, they've offered me the job to stay on, and that's where I'm working now. I work here 3 days a week. In terms of tangible skills, but also kind of soft skills, it's really helped with my confidence, people skills. I've learned a lot about sustainability and how much landfill we kind of create. We empower young people in Africa through vocational training. We take in donations of tools. We have about 200 volunteers and they refurbish the tools and then we send to Africa in shipping containers. So it's quite a unique, amazing charity that I would not have known about if it wasn't for this internship. The internship gave me skills in so many different things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, especially my confidence personally. I've only ever had customer service facing roles. And if you're a bit shy or if it's not something you're kind of happy with, you still go out and do it and put on a face, but it's different now being in a job where you really enjoy it. It makes you kind of a different person. I think it's definitely developed my communication skills. So I think I'm definitely a lot more confident. I think my interpersonal skills have definitely developed from doing an internship. Also just speaking to people from different backgrounds, different ages, because there's so many different volunteers here and learning things about their life. I always thought I wanted to go into the charity sector, but I never knew where to begin. Because I went to uni and I did a degree in language and linguistics, which is the complete opposite of what I ended up doing, which I think a lot of people happen. But school and university don't really push the charity sector. They push you into a complete opposite kind of, especially school, they say you need to go to uni to get a degree and you need to do something in kind of maths or science or humanities. Charity's never really one of the options. I think it's mostly thanks to my mum that kind of, she didn't push me into it, but she made me appreciate charity and want to go into it because that was something that she was familiar with and I grew up with. I volunteered at Rennie Grove Hospice Shop with because some of my family members worked there, so I always kind of did my Sundays there and helped out. And I think this internship is probably the only thing that, well, it was the first thing that came up, but the only thing that I thought this could be a edge in because obviously I have no previous experience. A lot of other places that are in the charity sector or sustainability sector, even the food sector, all want you to have X amount of experience, this amount of years, or however many jobs on a CV. You need a starting point. It's like an endless cycle. Even just the kind of the days out, as well as working at WorkAid, the days out with everyone and going to kind of farms and sustainable workshops and food workshops were amazing because they kind of expanded my horizons to like things that I wouldn't have known about otherwise. I'm only working here part-time, but that's exactly what I want for now. It's kind of perfect for me in the sense that it gives me room to learn about other things. I'm more than happy working here. I'd be happy to work here for a long time. And see where everything goes. I would definitely recommend it. I think even if you're not sure, because when I was applying, I wasn't, obviously I had my degree, completely different sector. So I think for people that are unsure, it's definitely something you should try. Even if you're not sure what you want to go into, it opens doors to places that you wouldn't have even considered in the first place. I think it's great.